Thank you, Brad. In late April, agents at the County Drug Task Force received information from the Homeland Security Investigation Unit that it had been tracking a package mailed from China to an address in the 4900 block of Airstream Avenue in Arcata. Drug Task Force members began investigating the report, and with the assistance of sheriff's deputies and Homeland Security personnel, watched as the delivery was made last Friday. The package contained more than 100 grams of the drug MDMA, also known as ecstasy. Officers then served a search warrant and contacted five people, including 20-year-old Bradley Remington, and learned Remington was on probation with a search clause. Deputies then searched Remington's residence on Valley East Boulevard and found 10 pounds of processed marijuana. He was arrested for possession of the ecstasy along with the marijuana and booked into county jail. The other four people were interviewed and released at the scene. The case remains under investigation. On Tuesday, the sheriff's office received multiple calls that a female and her boyfriend were fighting in Deerhorn Trailer Park in the 2700 block of Highway 254 in Phillipsville. When authorities arrived at the residence, the front door was locked and they could hear a male screaming from the inside. Authorities forced their way into the house and witnessed the female suspect, 31-year-old Jessica Ann Darsh, beating her 32-year-old boyfriend with her fist. The boyfriend was covered in blood and was holding on to their 20-month-old child. After deputies were able to handcuff Darsh, medical personnel entered and began treating the male victim, who said that he got into an argument with Darsh and was struck several times with a claw hammer while holding the child. Darsh was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, domestic violence, felony child endangerment, and resisting arrest. She was booked into county jail. The male victim was transported to the hospital, where he was expected to recover fully. Another girl has been reported missing. Stephen Walker has more.
On Saturday, the sheriff's office was contacted by the grandmother of a missing juvenile, 14-year-old Kieran Maciel of Eureka. A friend of the grandmother told her she saw Maciel walking on foot towards downtown Eureka around 4:30 p.m. Deputies checked the area but did not locate her. The grandmother informed the investigating deputy that Maciel has medical issues and that she is very concerned for her well-being. Maciel is a white female, 5'3", 140 pounds, with blue eyes and strawberry blonde-colored hair. She was last seen wearing a dark-colored sweatshirt and dark-colored pants. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office.
And on Tuesday, the sheriff's office was notified by the principal at Eureka High School that 15-year-old missing person Michelle Hibberts Goodwin showed up to school. Hibberts Goodwin's father had contacted authorities last Friday to report that she had gone missing, but Hibberts Goodwin is in good health and told a deputy that she'd voluntarily left home but decided to return due to media attention. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza, Arcata. Of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California State Senate unanimously passed a joint resolution with full bipartisan support on Tuesday, urging the President and Congress to act quickly on a new immigration bill currently making its way through the House. The bill, the Startup Act 2.0, will revamp the country's H-1B visa system to allow more skilled immigrants to seek employment, particularly in California. Republican State Senate Leader Bob Huff was adamant that the bill needs to be passed now because we are wasting the talents of highly skilled individuals.
The result of this broken policy is that many of these highly skilled immigrants must wait more than a decade for visas. Instead, they're going to their home countries or to other countries to open their businesses, and the United States is left wanting.
Huff went on to point out that California's unemployment rate is too high and that by encouraging more skilled immigrants to relocate here, the economy can only benefit.
Between 1995 and 2005, 52% of Silicon Valley startups were either founded or co-founded by immigrants. The companies created by these innovators generated over $50 billion, with a B, in revenues and employed 450,000 workers.
The Startup Act is just one of several immigration reform bills currently being considered in Washington. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.